Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Pressure by Groovy Joe.
The latest African album review is
Loading. Pressure by Groovy Joe was released on June 16th, 2023 under ADF Music with exclusive license to 1RPM. There are two features on this one, and that's Valerie Muthoni and is it Kuli? KVLI? I don't know. Something like that. I haven't heard of this artist before, so yeah. So, what's Pressure like? Let me tell you this. I really wanted to listen to this album by Groovy Joe because I reviewed her mixtape, The Groovy Way, and this was back in 2021, I believe. And it was actually one of the most listened to reviews I did that year, interestingly. And for an artist that I had not heard of, was Groovy Joe, that was really cool. And I thought, hey, she's carved out a really nice niche. Now, that mixtape, it was really like, it was bars. It was hard hitting. It was like, yo, this chick can rap, you know, kind of thing. And that's what it really was. It was from song to song, you were getting an MC revealing themselves. Now, when I look at Pressure, the first thing that caught my eye, and I ain't even gonna lie to you, is the cover. Because with the rap persona that she had created for herself in 2021 with The Groovy Way, and then The Groovy Way Deluxe in 2022, Pressure looked to be a much softer side of her, because there was this like super feminine stance, and it was almost like bringing out the sexiness of Groovy Joe on the cover. And that caught my attention because it was like, this is interesting for a rapper. The way she was going, it was like, okay, we'll see how this goes. Now, when I started listening to the music, it confirmed it. The music was different. You get into the project with the song Difficult, and it's like, yo, we are in the Afrobeats space. And even more so, Groovy Joe is singing. So now I was like, what's going on here? Because what I was expecting based on her debut, well, project, is not what I got with Pressure. So quickly I started to establish that maybe she was going for something different. And something more melodic and something possibly more commercial. When I moved to track two, same thing, Flex. It was like, okay, so is this the Afrobeats Groovy Joe, so to speak? Because there wasn't any rap in there. Maybe you could kind of like the singing, you can kind of like point it to a, I don't know, slight sing rap type of way of doing things. And same thing even when, you know, we went to the song Logo. And that's when for me it was like, I don't know if I'm really feeling this new style. And then she kind of got me back with the song More, which is track four on Pressure. Now peep this, it's fast paced. It really has that bounce, and she goes in. This is the Groovy Joe that I wanted to hear, but I had to wait until track four to get there. And, you know, I like looking at the numbers anyway. When I look at this project Pressure right now, and it's about probably 2 weeks after it was released, close to 2 weeks after it was released, you're going to get More is the only song that's gotten past 1,000 plays on Spotify. And that's interesting to me because it wasn't a single before this, but it is one of the only songs on this project which is really the Groovy Joe that I expected to hear the rap, the hard-hitting bars kind of girl, you know? Don't forget to get your I Love African Music t-shirts. They are available on redsau.com, which is redsau.com. And for the ladies as well, if you love African-inspired tote bags with that kitenge, Ankara, kente type of designs, then you can also find them on redsau.com, redsau.com. Out of curiosity, I decided to check on other platforms which songs were doing well in terms of numbers, and Audio Mac was the one that could give me some numbers. So I went to Audio Mac and I checked it out, and Audio Mac, two songs are doing really well on Audio Mac from this project, which is track number 2, Flex, which is, you know, more of the Afrobeat style, and then Pressure, the title track. Now, Flex is interesting because it's that Afrobeats with those percolating drums like Essence by Wizkid and Tempt. So I can feel the allure there. There's something, you know, about that sound which people really like right now. And then Pressure is kind of like fast paced. It's a bit more, almost like more dancey, so to speak. So that was interesting. Maybe it was the song that was just pushed the most. But then More, which is the core Groovy Joe, the Groovy Joe that I expected, 100 and something streams. It's not even much. So it made me wonder why those songs in particular. And it's really hard to figure out. But for Flex, like I said, the Wizkid element, we like that sound. Pressure, I think it's more dancey, so she didn't veer too far away from what she can do, you know, almost like a bit of like a fast paced she can handle that kind of thing. And really, overall, when I'm now looking at the album Pressure, or the project Pressure, I really do feel like I wanted to hear a whole lot more of the rap Groovy Joe, and I don't want to be unfair to her efforts. What I think didn't land for me was the fact that it was such a surprise to get this almost like 180 in terms of the music she's creating. And I applaud her for actually doing this, because it's hard to make, to really shift. Where I think she lost me as a listener is the fact that she doesn't sound as confident in this Afrobeats singing lane as she does when she raps. When she raps, it's like, yo, Groovy Joe is in the building. But when she does the almost like singing thing, there's a lot less confidence. And maybe for me, her unique selling proposition doesn't shine as much as it does on the rap side of things. And I know she has her reasons for doing this shift. And it might bode well for her. Right now, the numbers don't necessarily do any justice to the effort that's put in there. So I'd like to see maybe more songs being pushed just in that commercial sense, to see which one can land, you know, with the audience as much as possible. For me, I still prefer the rap Groovy Joe, the one that I heard from the Groovy Ray mixtape, but this is 2 years later. People grow, artists grow, and artists also shift. So, you know, hopefully there's something there. This project is kind of like almost like a 50-50, so to speak. It really starts with the slow to mid-tempo Afro beats, and then it does get into some faster sort of with some rap kind of songs as well, which help the overall mood of everything. Now, overall, how do I even rate this album? I think for me, it's roughly about a 6 out of 10. The shift for me, like I said, was a bit drastic, just from who she was on the first album to who she is now. So I'm hoping we can find some middle ground, maybe in the next project that she's gonna do. And I'd love to hear what else she can offer, maybe in this lane, and do something different. I've heard a number of projects that have done something like this, where You know, an artist decides to pivot, but they need to find their voice within that pivot before they truly shine. And that's what I think Ruby Joe needs to do just to get to that next level of her career and actually to get the numbers that justify the talent that she clearly has. So, yeah. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.